President Trump projected to win battleground Florida. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2020. President Trump is projected to win battleground Florida, giving him 29 valuable electoral votes in the presidential race. The Decision Desk HQ and Fox News called the race for President Trump a state crucial to his potential path to victory. The president's projected victory follows Democrat concerns over a lackluster turnout among minority voters, Hispanic and Black voters, particularly in crucial blue counties such as Miami-Dade. Republicans, meanwhile, signaled confidence in the weeks leading up to the election, emphasizing the gains Republicans have made in narrowing the gap in party registrations. Helena Guerra-Ferre, executive director of the Republican Party of Florida, RPOF, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview last month that Governor Ron DeSantis, R., deserved significant credit for essentially laying the groundwork for a Trump victory in the Sunshine State. As Breitbart News reported, DeSantis provided material to the Trump victory team and the RPOF so they could use the data to enhance their volunteer voter registration program, all working in partnership for the common goal. Their efforts and ground game were, largely, unmatched by Democrats. The fact that Governor DeSantis has raised more funds than any other governor for President Trump, more than $10 million, raised more than $3 million for state House and Senate seats and helped more than 16 campaigns is stunning because he did it at the expense of his own fundraising efforts, Ferre told Breitbart News. Despite the many challenges 2020 presented, Governor DeSantis had the foresight to prepare and pave the way for Florida to be able to deliver its 29 Electoral College votes toward the re-election of President Trump, she said at the time. Kimberly Guilfoyle, the national finance chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee, also praised the governor for his efforts, calling him an invaluable resource and asset to making sure we're able to turn out the vote for President Trump in Florida and keep Florida red. She also previewed the increase in Latino and Hispanic support for the president in the state, something, she stressed, was not fake news. I love our odds in Florida, and I would say, most particularly, because of the influx of support from Latinos, the Hispanic community, everybody coming out for Trump, she told Breitbart News last month. Just comparing the juxtaposition between 2016 and 2020, to see the robust support from Latinos and Hispanic Americans coming out in enthusiasm and record numbers for President Trump at the rallies, at the bus stops, everything I'm seeing across Florida tells me that this has been a game changer for the president, she added. While the emerging narrative pointed to Trump losing support among seniors, a key demographic in the Sunshine State, the president made a demonstrative effort to reach them, holding a rally in the Villages, a senior citizen community, last month. In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge I would strengthen, protect and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. You see, it is under siege, but it is not going to happen, he said, reminding them of the Democrats' devotion to providing free health care for illegal aliens. Almost every Democrat in Washington has backed a massive government health care takeover that would totally obliterate Medicare, the president warned. Meanwhile, Biden continued to repeat the thoroughly debunked claim that Trump would cut or defund Social Security. The GOP went into Election Day trailing Democrats in total ballots cast in Florida. Democrats held an advantage of over 108,000 after the end of the early voting period. But, just hours into Election Day, the GOP surpassed Democrats by tens of thousands of voters. Early turnout reports indicate hashtag Florida is witnessing a GOP voter participation percent of historic proportions, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said Tuesday afternoon. Earlier in the day, Joe Biden's D campaign asserted that Florida remained unnecessary to Biden's path to an electoral victory. While we believe we can win all four of them, and we are doing everything in our power to do that, we don't need to win them, and that's a true luxury, Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley Dillon said, referencing Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, and Texas. We don't need to win any of these four big states in order to still get to 270 electoral votes, she added. Trump won Florida in 2016 by 1.2%.